the sake of transparency. For example, the reason I got involved in this was relative to Scherer and Palm Bay civil engineer, who said you should go with a civil engineer if you're going to do sidewalks, right? So that was a job. 21 phone calls, I got one proposal. Sent out 5 written proposals, got 4 samples. The problem is I'll read you what the answers were on the proposals so there'll be some clarity why we switched to a sidewalk general contractor. Under recommendation of Bob Scherer and Palm Bay civil engineer, called 21, sent proposal to additional 9 civil engineers, received correspondence from 5. DRMP Incorporated, that's the one that came here, the first one, if you remember that correctly. Met with the Board of Trustees, took the tour, very large civil engineer firm out of Orlando. Firm received and answered questions from audience. Task 2 construction engineering not needed to save $14,000. If you remember the task 2, which Bob Scherer said, we don't need task 2, you know, and that was actually meeting with the civil engineer. But because it was contested, we thought, well, okay, we won't use it. We won't put it in the bid then. However, the services for this engineer do not include participation in, supervision of, or control over any aspect of the client's project. He was only going to be here one time, and he charges for any time over one that he would come. So, kind of laid that on the table. Number 2, Sunshine State Engineering, local in Melbourne, took a tour. A shortest proposal would be forthcoming at end of week. After 2 weeks, no proposal. Called and left a message. Received a voice message he was busy and would submit a proposal the following week. This is, what, June 3rd. We haven't received a proposal yet from this gentleman. So he's off track. Number 3, Bowman Engineering, took a tour, 513. Although engineer was very congenial, Eric Giuliani stated this is a maintenance issue and would only require a sidewalk contractor upgrade. He also stated if he did the job, it would have to be upgraded to a 5-foot sidewalk relative to ADA rules. But this project did not require the upgrade since it was maintenance. Okay. What? Yes, Joanne?
Yes.
Well, okay, these are civil engineers, Joanne.
They should have done this before they came into the role.
Yeah, okay. Okay, on the basis of that, then I'll just stop. And y'all can continue. Is that the way you want to go? I'll just stop. You want me to just stop?
What you just said is true. You're talking about the engineers. You're not talking about the maintenance company.
That's right.
To put it in. So
just
starting out, what leads up to the
yes.
That's completely appropriate as far as I see.
I agree.
Okay. There's only one more paragraph. I'll get through it and then come to the ending, which is tremendous. At this point, we decided to go with a cement sidewalk contractor with a supervisor on site who has control of the work. We could then appoint a liaison between the contractor and the board at all times. Based on the information provided, we recommend to the board to proceed with a general contractor, sidewalk only construction. So then we decided to go to the present contractors we have, which is sidewalk construction, all right? I just wanted to clear that up for you. Sorry if I made a mistake in the rules of whoever, but that's it.
Okay. So, now for the long-awaited first contractor to speak to us from DFI.
continue?
Can everybody hear me okay?
Okay.
Is that better? Is it on?
You have to talk really close to it.
How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, nice to meet you guys. I'm Dan Vital with DFI Construction.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Dan Vital. DFI has been in business for 30 plus years, I think 35 years. We have a great reputation. We have over 200 employees, and everything is done in-house, quality work. So if you have any questions about anything, I'd be happy to answer them.
I do. Will there be a supervisor on site?
All the time, yes, sir.
Do you, in your thinking, are sidewalks deteriorating because of heavy truck traffic?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are sidewalks deteriorating because of heavy truck traffic, as in trucks?
That could definitely do it. That's why we're recommending that we go 6 inches thick rather than 4 inches thick with 4,000 PSI with fiber. So that's adequate for any parking lot or garbage trucks or anything like that.
Is there a 6,000 PSI fiber?
There is. I wouldn't recommend it, but we could certainly do it if it's something that you totally want to do. We would definitely change the price a little bit, though.
I think the thinking is you want the sidewalk as heavy or as durable as it can be.
Yes. 4,000 PSI is pretty strong.
Adequate?
Yeah, it's very strong. Most contractors are using 2,500 or 3,000 PSI. So.
When you slope a sidewalk, it's 2% slope, right?
That's the maximum. So
okay.
It has to be under 2%.
Do you always slope it to the road?
Not necessarily, depending on which is the best way for it to slope. On these right here, I would imagine we would put them back in the way they're sloping now, so it's would maintain the proper slope.
Well, there's only two ways. It either slopes to the street or slope to the yard, and the street is a drainage area.
Right.
Is that not true?
So yeah. That would be appropriate in that area. I was thinking more of the area where you were at the park area, where you're going to add a path for the golf carts.
Uh-huh.
So that would pitch possibly two different directions, depending on which would be best in that area.
Gotcha.
Can I ask you guys to speak very close to your microphones? Really is difficult for everyone to hear.
Yes, sir.
Please go to the microphone, please.
I guess she wants to hold the questions until everybody else on the board speaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are there any assurances sidewalks will last, and how long do you think?
Yes, they're guaranteed for a year, which is a standard in the industry. Some cracking does happen whenever you pour concrete, but we put in control joints to control where that happens, and hopefully that will work perfectly throughout, but it's not guaranteed.
Talking about washout of the truck, mm-hmm. Where would that be done?
We're going to have to bring, what we're planning on doing is bring a dump truck that follows us all the way through the whole process. And we'll have to have them wash out in a bin or in the truck, if possible. I don't think you guys have an area that we could locate for a washout area. If you did, that would make it much better. But I didn't see one available. That'd be great if we could get one, though, and then clean it up when we're done.
cones at our sidewalk. Ends each day so people don't walk on them. Do you put cones down?
Yeah, that and caution tape and other barriers to make sure it doesn't get damaged.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all the questions I have.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the answer. What'd you say about cones? You do put them out?
Yeah, either cones or caution tape or sometimes barricades, whatever it takes to make sure that they don't get damaged after we're done.
I'd be done.
Any other board questions?
This was the 6-inch.
Four-inch fiber or six-inch sidewalk?
We actually recommend going 6 inches thick with the sidewalk. We do have a proposal in there for 4 inches as well because you guys asked for it, but I would recommend going with the 6-inch thick.
Now I have a question for you, please. I know that our sidewalks do not have curbs around here, and I'm wondering, because you did say that trucks can be potential damages to our sidewalks, and I understand that, and we have a lot of trucks that come in because of our garbage and so forth. Would a small, and I'm not saying we have to have it, but a small curb help prevent that damage to the sidewalk, or would it make it more hazardous for our walkers that use the sidewalk?
I think it might make it more hazardous. I don't know that it would prevent anything as far as trucks and things like that, but the thickness definitely does help prevent cracking. You know, if a garbage truck pulls up on a 4-inch thick sidewalk, it will crack. 6 inches, you got a much better chance of it not.
Super, thank you.
The rebar comes into play too, right, for support?
We don't have rebar in the bid. We have fiber mesh and 4,000 PSI concrete, which is above standard for most parking lots. You couldn't hear me?
They didn't know what the question was.
I asked him if the rebar was going to give it enough support, which I already know it does, to support a truck or a car or any other thing that goes on to it. Not only that, here in Florida, we have sinkholes, as you know. It already happened out at the pool. The bricks caved in. If a sinkhole, any size, goes underneath the concrete thing without the support, it's going to crack. So that's the purpose of rebar, or what do you call it?
Fiber mesh.
Same result. And that's really important to this whole project.
Other questions?
Yeah, I had one more. I'm not clear yet. I mean, it says 55,000 over square feet. What does that represent? Does that represent the whole park? Every sidewalk being replaced, or just the ones that are in poor condition?
Sheree, do you have an answer?
I hope, yeah. What that represents is all those sidewalks eliminating the new ones that we had put in 2.5 years ago. So if you go into the Grove to the right, you'll see a good area that was replaced back then, and then you'll see various areas throughout the park. They're not going to rip those up. That's pretty much it. I mean, if there's one little piece of sidewalk, I'm sure they're not going to make more work for themselves and not replace that. You know, it just makes sense. But for the most part, if you see a long run of new concrete, they're not going to rip that up. Like I said, going into the Grove in front of the clubhouse here, there's several areas, excuse me, that does have a run.
Mm-hmm. Like the spot where the asphalt was covered over the concrete?
Oh, all that's going
to
be ripped out.
Has to go,
all that will be totally ripped out.
Okay, I kind of get it. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd like to know, are you going to, or any plans at the end of each sidewalk section?
Can you use the mic?
Yes, please.
That's the rules.
Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. Are you going to have an incline for, at the end of each sidewalk, for ADA accessibility, you know, instead of a running, or is it just going to be the flat? Proposal is, what is it going to be like we have right now?
Yes, we're going to batch up where the existing asphalt is, and the sidewalk will remain the same width. It'll just be replaced with newer and better concrete.
Okay, now where you have it, where old concrete and new concrete, is there going to be any noticeable difference?
No, that'll be the same elevation.
Thank you.
Dan, did you walk the park or drive the park to see where our sidewalks and how they meet the roads and everything?
I did.
So you're familiar with
yes.
what we're talking about?
Very familiar.
Thank you.
Joanne.
Okay, that was one of my questions. You walked the park. So you do know that there are different size width-wise sidewalks.
Yes.
So you're going to replace them just as they are.
Correct.
So where it's 2 feet, I think, and then 3 feet?
Three feet and four feet, I believe.
Okay. Now, your proposal, was it based upon footage that you took or was given to you?
It was actually given to us, and then we also measured it ourselves.
And you're sticking to the 50,000 square feet?
It's a little bit over 50,000,
I
believe, yes.
So is your price still based on that?
It's based on the square footage, yes.
So so whether it's 50,000 or 55,000?
We're good to go.
You're good to go.
Yes.
Same thing,
yes.
Right? And where would you be storing your equipment?
That's something we would like to discuss. Obviously, we don't want to take it in and out every day if possible. So if there's maybe in that area outside in the parking lot, if we could have a small area out there, that would be really good to store our equipment. And actually, as far as a washout, that would be good if we could put a washout bin there too, if
and
possible.
You know, Florida, like today, was sunny, then the rain. You start in off in sun. That downpour happens. What happens to what was just?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. I'm very familiar with that. So we bring plastic out. If it looks like it's going to rain all day, we won't pour that day. But obviously, in the summertime, it rains about 3 o'clock every day or sometimes noon. So we prepare for that.
With what, plastic?
Yeah, plastic, yes. And if something is damaged because of that, and it, you know, we'll replace that.
Yeah, I think we had also asked, and I don't know if you got the message, are there any physical properties that we could see that have been where you've done concrete work that's at least 5 years old? I know you're giving us 1 year. I want to see what it looks like after five. Anything you can pass on?
I'm sure I can come up with something
if
you give me a little bit of time.
I would say give it to Cherie.
Sure.
And maybe she could do that.
Yeah, no problem.
Only one trustee can look at it, but that would, I think, be helpful.
That's a great idea.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Vital?
Other questions? Go ahead.
Dennis Pietka, 396 Holiday Park Boulevard. I am completely lost as to what's going to be done. Are we doing a patch job, or are we laying all the way fresh stuff?
Yeah, we're going to remove and replace all of it, every bit
of
it.
All the sidewalk?
Correct.
Is that the cul-de-sacs also?
Not the cul-de-sacs. Well, I didn't see
any
sidewalk in the cul-de-sacs.
No.
Yeah.
The courts don't have sidewalks.
Yeah.
There's no sidewalks in the circles.
Okay.
Cherie just said that the newest sidewalks in the Grove and in front here will not be replaced. So there's a small section of sidewalk within the park that Mr. Vital will not be doing, but everything else is ripped out and put down to the exact same size that we have now, only we're hoping deeper.
All right, when you said whatever you said, I'm still unclear. It's going to be new sidewalks, no patch jobs, all the way, let's say, Holiday Park, the big roundabout, and wherever else there's sidewalks already, that's going to be ripped out and new sidewalks put in there.
Yes, wherever there's existing sidewalk now, except for the area that is new, that's been replaced, I think, in the last year or two, as you first come in on the right-hand side, if you come in the entrance and you make a right, there's new sidewalk right there,
yeah.
That's going to remain. Everything else that's existing is going to come out, except for, I believe there's an area here at the clubhouse that they wanted to keep. Other than that, I think everything else is,
okay.
I'm sure everything else is coming out.
So what do you do with the, what I'm going to call scraps? You put them in a truck and haul them away?
Correct.
That can't be used in our park for some reason, for anything?
If you have a use for it, we'd certainly entertain that, sure, but we'll haul it away other than that.
Starting this
as soon as you guys say that you're ready to go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Vital, in your proposal, you didn't state how long you would anticipate the project to take if you were to get the bid.
I think we had 40 days in there.
I'm sorry?
40 days?
I believe it was 40 days, yes.
Oh, okay, I must have missed that. I'm sorry.
On the back page.
Yeah. On the back
Carol,
page.
Carol, here.
Well,
it's on the
cow,
second
I
page.
Read the back page.
Second page.
Duh.
I'm Casey Moy, by the way.
It says 40 business
estimator.
Days. You see that?
Yeah.
40 business days.
Yeah.
8 weeks. Are there other questions?
Joanne.
Okay, so if you're not going to replace the ones that look good now, and yet you want to do everything at 6 inches, and then do you know what, from as a matter of fact, what they are?
I do not.
So what would happen then?
No, it'll still be the same heights on the top. I mean, everything would be the same except for the thickness. I don't know what they did there in that area,
okay,
but I was
so
instructed that you wanted to keep that, so I didn't bid it.
Didn't bid it, so you're not responsible for it. Something to think about, just saying. And I believe there is one area, and you said you walked the park, so I don't know if you saw it, but I believe there's one area where there is a huge tree stump coming out. What happens there?
Yeah, I did see some areas where there's some trees that were close that were actually obstructing the sidewalk,
yeah,
making it rise
up. Pushing the sidewalk
up. Yeah, so we're going to have to definitely do work there, trimming, cutting, whatever it takes to get down to the proper depth of those. Obviously, it's not going to be at a point where it would damage or kill the tree.
Okay, but those trees are privately owned. They don't belong to us. I know the one that I'm thinking of anyways on private property. So is it prudent then to maybe contact that owner prior to?
Sure, we can do that. The only area we're going to disturb is where the sidewalk area is. So if the sidewalk comes out, it would be underneath that concrete there, not to either side of it.
Not to what? Either side of
it. It wouldn't go into the property beyond the sidewalk on either side. So if there's something under the sidewalk, we would definitely take care of that to get to the proper depth and compaction.
Okay.
Is that's a typical thing that you do if you have roots coming
yes,
under the sidewalk? You just like dig that section of root, cut those roots off, and put your sidewalk in.
Correct, yes. And it's not enough to damage the tree itself. It's just, you have to get it. We want a good job, so we want to make sure you get a good job. So we'll get it to the proper depth. And then after we remove the existing concrete, we'll also compact the soil and make sure that it's compacted well, because a lot of times you'll have issues down the road if it's not compacted, which sometimes causes other sidewalks to crack that we have to repair. So I just want to let you know, I don't know if I wrote that in there, but it will be compacted as well.
And you didn't ever introduce the young lady sitting next
I'm
to you.
I'm sorry, this
is
Casey.
And what is her position with your company?
I'm Casey Moya. I'm the estimator with DFI.
You're the estimator?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so you came up with the big ones, right? Is
so
that
we
right?
blame
Something
her,
like that.
Right?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Just for clarification, all of the courts in the Orange Grove area has sidewalks all the way around the court, on both sides. Just for clarification.
Becky?
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Would you explain what a washout is?
There's actually two different kinds of washout. A washout could be from torrential rain that damages underneath a structure. But I think the washout that they were speaking of is an area where when you finish pouring out a concrete truck, there's waste. So you have to clean the truck out, and it's got to be in an environmentally safe container. So I think that's what he was talking about.
Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Out here going to, out in front of the clubhouse, there's a section that doesn't even have sidewalk on it. Are we going to go sidewalk to the corner?
As far as what we bid and I understand, we are replacing existing sidewalk except for the new sidewalk on the right when you come in. And I don't, is there a sidewalk in the cul-de-sac that I'm not aware of, Cherie?
Okay, I asked this question in the beginning. If you walk on this sidewalk right here to the corner, there's about 50 or 60 feet with no sidewalk right to the corner. And I asked that question if we're going to put a sidewalk there. Because when you walk from Center Lane to here, there's no sidewalk.
It's on the opposite side of the street.
Bruce, what they're going to do, Bruce, I hope I can answer this, is they're going to replace the existing sidewalks.
Okay.
And bring it all the way to the corner.
So,
I could.
The Orange Grove, when you come in the entry, yeah, and you come to the three stop signs, you turn right where the new sidewalk
okay,
is,
yes,
that's all called the Orange Grove.
Oh, okay.
You've been down there.
I saw all that, yeah.
Yeah, so you're aware of the sidewalks in the cul-de-sacs.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Here I am again. What are we doing for traffic control?
We will have traffic control people on site to make sure
because
there's...
Because we got seniors in here that don't know how to drive, but they drive. I'm serious.
Now, we'll have flag men with vests to make sure nobody gets damaged.
Well, what I'm thinking is you're going to come in with heavy equipment, big stuff. It's bigger than a cement truck that's going to be pouring cement. And you're going to be blocking off one lane. So somebody's got to be out there to stop one lane and direct the other one to come through and so on and so forth.
Absolutely, yeah. Safety is very important
to
us.
Good luck to you.
So we'll be all over that. No problem.
Good luck.
Joanne.
Again?
Getting up and down is too old. Okay, what's not part of this proposal that I'm a little disappointed, and I guess it was never asked, and I don't know if it could be a side job. Going in or going out of the park, there's a little piece of sidewalk coming in once you pass the gate for those who have to walk, as I did the other day, okay. Is it possible to continue that up and around till you get to the first stop sign coming in to put a walkway so people can walk safely out of the park and into the park? So that might be, maybe they could give us a price on something like that if it's at all feasible, because I think it surely is needed. I jumped out of the way of two trucks because I came to a big shrub. They couldn't see me. So we really should have continued that long time ago. So we haven't talked money yet. Is anybody on the board prepared to tell the people what their price was?
Okay.
We have two bids from DFI, which is a company represented here, for 55,983 square feet of sidewalk with 4,000 PSI concrete with fiber mesh. And as Mr. Vitale stated, that is just replacement of what we already have. No additional ones, and actually less than what you see, because we're not replacing the newer sidewalks, which actually, I mean, 4 foot thick concrete. Hold on to your chairs. Four inch thick concrete is $470,000, $470,257. Well, he's giving
just
us both.
Minute.
We get to decide. 6 inch thick concrete is $503,847. $470,257. Mm-hmm. So when you have the wash-off that you were talking about, if we were to provide, I know that you said something about a dumpster or a liner and stuff. Once the whole job is complete, you do remove that stuff?
Yes, when we leave here, it's there'll be no debris of any kind.
Okay, yes. So that's not, if you were to wash it off in our property, it's not to stay here. It just makes it easier to wash it off here rather than go somewhere else, wash it, and have to come back with the same.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Any other questions? Annette?
Regus 409 Holiday. How long approximately would the whole process from start to finish be?
40 days.
Well, I did hear.
40 days.
Thank you.
One more question. When you read your bid, there are some exclusions, such as the permit and permit fees, bonds, concrete washout dumpster, and or liners, and installation of any fill, your traffic control devices and barricades. So those are expenses that we would have to meet.
No, those won't necessarily be expenses to you because you won't need, let me look at where those exclusions were just so I can be sure.
We're not getting a permit.
Because we won't need MOT because we will have people here directing traffic with the vests and flags. So MOT won't be required here. That's kind of a standard thing in all of our contracts because a lot of areas are like on highways where you need a lot of barricades and MOT, and that's obviously very expensive. And so that wouldn't be the case here.
So how hard would it be and how long would it take for us to get the permits and so forth? Is that something that you would apply for on our behalf or do we have to do that ourselves?
Well, from what I understand, you guys are a private entity, correct?
Yes.
And if you're doing replacement of sidewalk, I don't believe you need to get a permit for that.
Yes.
If we're just doing a replacement, we don't have to have a permit?
No,
I
don't think so.
Hallelujah.
That's what that engineer told us. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Hi. We've obviously brought up the fact of the wash zone, but we haven't established where that's going to be. And until we do, we really can't proceed. EPA regulations come into play here. You can't dump it just in any pond. You can't dump it on the street. Where can we place it?
Well, we could supply a washout bin to put it in, like a dumpster. But if we need a location, that's okay with you guys to put it at, and then problem solved.
Maybe we could think about the rec area?
No, I think a good spot if we had to do that would be the Americana lot that's back to where our flow pump is at. That area is not used for anything other than we bring in new homes. And I think it would be a viable place where you could take your truck back there. There's an area that you could actually pull in and turn the truck around. There's actually a back gate access too for entering and exiting with that big truck. If we had to have a dumpster brought in, I think that would be a good location.
My only concern with that, Carol, is right now we have 3 closings on Monday. The Palm Bay home sales. I don't know how quickly they're going to be getting homes in here. We do have a proposal actually for a home that's already built, which you're aware of. So we don't know how soon those are going to be brought in. Will that be in the way?
It's just a dumpster. I think it could be put up on that cement pad that's in there and be out of the way, actually.
I think we can decide this at another time.
Yeah, I think so, too. But they have to have access. That's the lift station. They have to have access to get in there in case of an emergency.
Okay.
But that's a great idea. I think that's a central location, you know, just figuring out the intricacies. But there's also the area by the storage compound. You know, that we have, there's no grass there. And again, that's another centrally located area. So there's a few possibilities.
Okay.
Have we exhausted these ideas? All right. Thank you, Dan. Yes.
Is the board the last decision? They make the decision on whether we go or not?
Yes.
Okay, why isn't there something put out for the residents? I mean, we're paying over $2,000 in taxes that come back into the park,
yeah.
And they got no say-so.
That's
you guys
why you're
make
here,
the
sir.
Decision, yes or no?
That's why you're here, sir. You're voicing your opinion now.
Okay, you didn't answer the question then.
What's the question?
The question is, why don't the residents get involved?
The residents have been involved. We've been discussing sidewalks for months.
How are you discussing it?
At this meeting, every single month,
you know how many
twice a month.
At a meeting? I'm thinking you put a flyer in the mailbox so they read it and know that.
No.
Point of order.
That's not how this operation works, but we can discuss that at another time. The decision's been made to replace sidewalks. We voted on it. It's done. Now we have to pick a company. Let's not interrupt Dan's time.
Sir, I just want to say, coming into the park, there's a sign, the sign that says, and it tells the date and the time of the next meeting. It's also the...
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's always on a Monday, the second and fourth Monday. Right.
Will it be moved back to 7 o'clock?
No.
That is to be determined, right?
Never in my life.
So the answer is no. It sounds like it's 1:30.
All right.
Okay.
Point of order. Our meeting is strictly,
okay.
We're
strictly
not
to discuss sidewalks.
What? We're not covering all kinds of other things now. They might be important issues to you, but we're dealing with sidewalks. Okay.
Welcome to
Terry
our
is our next contractor. What time is the second one?
Yes.
Here.
Scheduled.
You have one out there, Sheree?
I will check, but we'd like to thank you guys
absolutely
for coming in and for your presentation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
very
thank
thorough.
You.
We'll let you know.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Also, I'd like to say it was nice to see the prayer and the pledge done at the beginning of this. So me personally, I really appreciate that.
Aww,
I don't
you.
Know if Casey has anything to say, but thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
So everyone take care. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you
appreciate
both.
Thanks for having
you
your mask
much.
Available, Dan.
Four.
4 inches.
500, 3,000, 847. So we don't talk numbers after the next guy walks in. Until we ask him his, until we tell you what he is. No, we'll tell you what it is, but just don't tell him what theirs is. Oh.
So, who is going to be here? Pinson?
I'm not sure who the rep is.
As opposed to Doug Concrete?
No, is the other people coming?
No, Doug is the. Doug is the.
I don't know who's here.
So it's his company, he's the one doing it.
Right.
From Barefoot
that's
Bay.
That's what I understood him to, yeah. Look at right down there. See what sidewalk.
Just so everybody knows, I have to leave this building at 3:25 for a doctor's appointment, so I will be getting out. Somebody else is going to have to do the adjournment if we haven't done it by then. Carol?
Take over.
We do not. I'm not going there. I've done it. Been there, done that. It's not happening.
I'm a tree. I can bend.
I can do anything.
Why we need somebody on the board.
Okay.
proposal so that they know what it's about? Do you want to do that?
You want to hear it before they get here? Okay.
That'll speed us up a little bit.
He's got approximately 50,000 square feet as opposed to the 55.6 or whatever he had. So I'm assuming he's doing about the same replacement thing. And he's got also concrete, commercial fiber, labor materials. Cost for 4-inch, 4,000 PSI, $293,100. 6-inch, 4,000 PSI concrete, $367,350. So we've got a couple letters. That's a huge difference. Well, there's 5,000 square foot difference. That's 10%. This is a lot less than 10% less. So it's only a 10% difference in square footage. And it's about a references are, they're going to give you the ones who are going to say good things. So to me, that's like, they both provided, yes, some information. This one, is this the one from?
He actually provided photographs of some of the work they did.
I was trying to find which one that came from.
Yes. The Doug's Concrete and the contractor that are coming in, they did the pouring of the concrete at the Grove, the new concrete sidewalk, and then across the street, and then in various places in the park. Yes, yeah, they have. And DFI has been in here as well. I don't know the magnitude that they've done, but Doug's Concrete has.
So if they...
Why the big difference? Well, because DFI is like a multi-million, billion... I mean, the company is huge. As a matter of fact, the new, not Aldi's, what is the new store that's going up in Vieira? Costco. Costco, they're going to be starting that project in, I don't know how many thousands of square feet of concrete or whatever they're going to be doing. This, to me, I look at it, their point of view as a filler job, you know, so I think they feel they can kind of give a price, which, yeah, there you go, absolutely. Two and a half years ago, that was the next contractor that's coming in. Very nice, yeah.
So these are all from...
Yeah, those are all from... They're all from the contractor that's coming in from Doug's.
Okay.
How do you know that?
Well, that's what you told me. This whole packet was from them.
Oh, mine got separated, so I didn't know.
Mine were all
the pictures.
Mine were all put together.
I Chris Pinson, Pinson Contractor Services.
Okay.
Doug Frazier, Doug's Concrete.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Doug's Concrete. Doug
Are
Frazier.
You Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Doug.
Glad you're here, Doug.
I don't know what that means. All right, Doug. Cheer.
I'm a Frazier.
Tell us a little something about yourselves.
You have to speak very close to the microphone.
Very close to the mic. Is this okay? Everybody hear me?
That's good.
All right. My name's Chris Pinson. I reside in Sebastian, Florida, a little bit farther to the south, where it's raining hard right now. I own multiple businesses in town. I have a restaurant down in Sebastian. I also have a dock and seawall company, and I have a regular contracting company as well, Pinson Contracting Services, which is, if awarded this job, which is the company we would run through. Fully insured, fully licensed. I'm a lifelong resident of Indian River County. Been doing business here all my life. Four kids and a beautiful wife. Happy life.
All right.
So, Chris, you're the general contractor.
I am the general contractor,
okay.
Yes.
All right, Doug?
I don't know really what to say. I'm kind of shy, but I live down in Mico. I've been in concrete business for 17 years. I actually did some sidewalks in this park a few years back. And me and Chris just worked together for the last 5 years or so. I don't really know what else to say.
That's good.
Well, if you don't mind, we'll ask you a few questions. Would that be all right?
Absolutely. It's actually called the Tiki Bar and Grill. Well, my goodness.
Everybody raise your
Thank
hand.
You.
Tiki Bar and Grill.
Where is it?
No. Probably one of my employees. We have a close-knit family there, but.
Yeah. Okay. Will there be a supervisor on site?
I will be personally supervising the job.
Wonderful.
Are sidewalks deteriorating because of heavy truck traffic? In your opinion?
Anytime you have flat work concrete, particularly when it ages, any type of heavy traffic is going to make it fatigue. There's not much you can do about that. There is rules in place through most of the municipalities, City of Sebastian, Indian River County, Brevard County. They designate that aprons off of a main road are poured extra thick, 6 inches. That's a requirement because they know that garbage trucks and things will be running over top of it. And a standard residential vehicle or even a heavy-duty truck, a pickup truck, if it's poured right with the right mix of concrete from a quality mix, then you're going to have a long life. There's companies out there. We don't use Mashmeyer Concrete. Mashmeyer Concrete has inconsistent mixes. We don't like their formulas. It cracks and fatigues almost immediately. So we strictly use the C-Mix. And I believe we're pouring this with 4,000 PSI with commercial fiber, which is more than adequate at a 4-inch pour for a sidewalk. I'm sorry. I'm
4-inch.
Four or six, whichever you guys prefer. If you don't have dump trucks or heavy garbage trucks transversing across, if you do, then I would recommend to go with the heavier pour. Yes.
Later.
Okay.
We can go through that in a minute again.
Should sidewalks be sloped to street or yard?
It depends on the drainage you have in the community. Do you have street drainage in the community?
Yes.
So swales to the road, then they should slope to the road. You should slope it to the road, let the road drainage take it to your stormwater boxes. The stormwater boxes are there to be cleaned out occasionally and so forth.
Who is responsible for an incorrect job?
For a
incorrect job.
That would be your general contractor. That'd be me.
That'd be you. Are there any assurances sidewalk will last and how long, if there is?
I don't know if I can offer any assurances. It all depends on the traffic. All I can say is that we do a tremendous amount of flat work concrete, and we could show you plenty of photographs of longevity. I guess there would have to be assurances with stipulation. If you have a dumpster enclosure that I'm pouring a sidewalk across and the dumpster is there 2-3 times a week, that's probably going to fatigue a little bit quicker than your standard sidewalk going into a driveway of a residential home. But if those are areas that are a concern, then I would recommend that we review those and then we do a little bit extra to make sure that they don't fatigue early.
Do you offer any warranty?
A year standard construction warranty against workmanship and product.
Concrete wash off. I suspect that's the truck.
Anytime you pour concrete, you have to allow the delivery truck to wash his chutes. And then, of course, if you're ever pumping, which I don't think any of these sidewalks require any pumping, they'll just be poured straight from the truck. So we'd handle that in multiple ways. We have dump bed trucks that have trailers that pull behind. We usually secure those with a plastic liner and allow them to do it right at their spot. If there is a location on the park or a piece of vacant property that we can have a standard dump out site, sometimes it's more efficient for us just to come to the truck. It saves time. He doesn't have to drive all the way around creating congestion in the park. So we could just pull up with a dump bed and let them wash out right in the dump bed.
And then where do you take that?
We dispose of that at the at
you
the.
You take it out that day.
Yes.
Each and every day you leave the park.
Yes. Is there? I'm sorry, but occasionally we ask that we leave some equipment here. We're going to be doing this at a high rate of speed to get it done as quickly as possible. So to take equipment in and out every day obviously adds a lot of cost. So I believe our prices were based on us being able to leave some equipment, maybe out of sight, somewhere in your storage facility if you have a storage yard or a maintenance yard. Have no problem loading it on a trailer and taking it over there, but to tow it all the way back and forth to the yard. So if the trailer wouldn't be full, if there's no objections, we'd like to leave it somewhere out of sight to where we can utilize it every day.
I think we can work that out. Okay. Yeah. Do you provide cones or some sort of barricade or caution tape at the site?
Yes. Yeah, we have cones, all the traffic barriers, one lane signs.
Do you direct traffic?
We during a pour we will, and during our demolition we will. Yeah.
That's all the questions
I
have.
You will do the car traffic for safety reasons while you're there pouring. Make sure nobody's hitting your guys.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're talking the walk traffic. We don't want any footprints going on our sidewalks after you pour them. I mean, somebody may jump the cone or whatever, walk around it, but will you have something there that will say, please don't walk on this wet cement?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Or a submerged golf cart. Yes, we did. We had a woman, or we had a golf cart leave the parking lot and up to the middle of her tires.
Oh, God.
With caution tape. So.
We'll actually get
we just ask, whenever we come into a community, I always ask for a lot of communication. I'd rather listen to a complaint and solve that problem as quick as possible. Obviously, there's going to be people that do complain just because there's construction going on. It's an inconvenience, we understand. But we try to be good neighbors. We try to fix things. So if it's brought to our attention, we do everything we can to make it as comfortable of a process as we can.
So, if a homeowner...
I just want to ask, how long does it take for the concrete to set up where it can be walked on, approximately?
Next day, it's able to be walked on. If it's a driveway, we like to let it sit a couple of days, but if it's just walking traffic, just the next day is fine.
Thank you.
If a homeowner has an issue with their driveway adjoining the sidewalk, would you negotiate with them for a repair?
Absolutely, yeah. And it would be advantageous for both of us to do it while we're there. If there's a driveway issue, you know, button up to it, then we would obviously want to take care of that while we're pouring the sidewalk.
But it's at their cost.
As at their cost, yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay, board, any other questions?
It's good.
Okay.
You said you've worked together 5 years?
Yes.
You do different concrete jobs?
Yes.
For Chris? Doug, you've always... So, Chris, do you contact Doug? Who goes... Like, did we go to Doug or did we go to Chris? How did we get you?
Doug originally did concrete in here, and Doug and I work together whenever there's a general contract need. He's licensed to do concrete here, but obviously insurance and other things come
That's
into play.
That's your responsibility.
I carry a lot heavier liability.
So you're like...
I'm the umbrella.
Under your umbrella.
I'm the umbrella.
Are you, Doug, familiar with... Did you put our new sidewalks in at the Grove then?
Yes, ma'am.
How thick are they?
Oh, at least 4 inches. Some of them are 5, depending on how... excuse me. When we took them out, if the grade was 5 inches, 6 inches, we just poured them back what it was. We didn't bring no dirt in. So every bit of them is at least 4 to 6 inches thick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Becky.
Becky Aranis, 205 Burrell Circle. Did you actually walk the park to get the square footage, or were you told what square footage to bid?
No, I actually drove my vehicle around and measured everything with a wheel, my wheel.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Annette?
So you are aware that you're... I'm sorry. Over here, Doug. Sorry about that. Usually everybody knows who's talking when it's this loud. You're aware then that we're not necessarily replacing some of the concrete that apparently you put in a few years ago? Your measurements were for not every single inch that is in the park, correct?
My measurements was for all the sidewalk that I haven't did in the last 3 years. We're not replacing that.
Right.
Just
okay.
all the other
everything else.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Annette.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. In a situation such as we have some of the sidewalks butt up against a green space, and several of them have very large trees bordering the sidewalk, you would take care of that as far as the roots, because they're long running under the sidewalk and getting into the road right now. But in the event you all take care of that, if with the growth of the tree down the road, we have start to have more problems with it lifting up. Would you come back and repair that, or will we have to then again set it up to pay you to repair it?
Yes, the only way to really do that is I have a place in Indian River County Club in Viera that we work 2 days a week, and they're all oak trees, and we're constantly tearing out driveways and sidewalks because of the trees. So what they do is they remove the trees, then we pour a new driveway and sidewalk, but I don't think they're going to do that in here.
No.
So if I did take the roots out from underneath the sidewalk where it goes to the road, and that's basically is what it would be, then if you needed it, then if it cracked in a year or two, then it would just have to be, they'd have to pay to redo that area again. Yes, ma'am.
Do you find that the roots do grow that quickly to crack a sidewalk again? Or, like, are you going to dig down and chop those roots where underneath your sidewalk if
yes,
you were going 6 inches?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So how long do you think it takes for those roots to kind of creep their way?
I couldn't really answer that. Maybe Chris could answer that.
It does take quite a few years for a root to recover from that, but there are products that you buy if there's a substantial root, not small roots. Small roots come up easy, but a substantial root under the tree. If it deemed it to be injuring the tree, and I do a lot of tree work too, then we would probably not recommend to cut the root, but to pour around it. But if it's a root that's destined to be a problem, we can cut that root, and there's deadeners that we put on it that kill that root and stop it from re-flourishing.
Okay.
So there are products that we can do to stop a major root from going back under there. Of course, we would end up cutting it at the road and cutting it at the walk if it did go under the road, because we don't want to create any damage. And plus, the saw that's going to cut the pavement clean so we don't damage any of the pavement is probably going to cut down into any root problems anyway.
Joanne? Come to the mic, please.
Hi,
Fisherie. The only house that I know of that's really of a concern with that is the Coleman residence. Yeah, so maybe you could do a little sightseeing on that one in particular and see what you can arrange between the homeowner and what can be done.
Okay,
because that's the most, and of all the people, that's the one that,
he's
for safety reasons, that should be corrected for him.
And he's very reasonable. So, yeah. I want to say 340. I can't get the number right off the top of my head. Mr. Coleman's number. I know exactly where it is.
Diane?
Diane Bell, 293 Burrell Circle. How long would any given house have construction in front of it during the process of the sidewalk being both torn up and then repaved?
Generally, what we try to do is a long section, so multiple houses will be impacted at one time. And I think the way we planned it is that we would tear out and pour the very next day, correct? That's what I thought. So, 2 days at most.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I could not hear.
12 weeks.
Becky, get to the microphone. You know better.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hard of hearing, too.
So does Joanne.
Yep.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. About how long, many days do you think you would be in the park working?
I think we were planning on, 12? 10 to 12 weeks is what we've, of course, we're coming into the rainy season, so be forgiving. We know how it rains in Florida. And Doug and I both don't want to pour concrete and then putting plastic over it and having a section that just doesn't look right. So we're going to be very conscious of rain so we have continuity in the concrete finish. Rain, even if you cover it in plastic sidewalks, the rain has a way of dimpling it, and then it's a, then you're going to have these sections you're going to always know that were poured after, you know, before rain.
Are all the questions exhausted? Looks that way. Thank you, too, for coming in and sharing and giving us background and information so we can make an intelligent decision, hopefully. Yes.
What is your lead time? We're looking, I had discussed this with Terry, and understanding that you have other jobs and obligations. We were, and again, these are the particulars if your company is selected. We were looking at the 21st of June, which is a Monday.
To get started?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had just talked to the concrete guy that's going to cut all the roads. And that's about when he said he could come in here, is June 25th.
25th?
Because he has to come first, cut all on the roads. But I had just called him before I got here just to see if we did get it, when he could start. So, and that's exactly what he told me.
I think that's a good timeline. I think that we have a lot of our winter residents that are leaving, and I think that gives them a little more time to even be out of the park. My surgery is scheduled for Monday evening. I will work Monday day, depending on what time they call me in. And I will be, I don't know, I want to say 2 weeks. Yeah, well, that's why I said the 24th or the 25th. I'm hoping. This is my right side, so this might be a little more tricky than the last one. But I'm hoping for two, and if I do come in, it may be half a day home. It depends on my healing progress. I heal fast though. I'll be running up and down these streets. I'll have two hips now.
Okay. Point of order, guys. We need to get back to our topic, please.
What?
We need to get back to our topic. We're off topic.
Okay. I think we're wrapped up. Thank you, fellas.
I'm sorry. I have one more suggestion, and that is, in my absence, And also, with my being in the park, I don't want to be totally consumed with this because I have a ton of other things. And I would like to suggest that Terry be the liaison between the company and the park.
Are you willing to
if he's willing to step up.
Terry, are you willing to take that on?
He didn't say no.
I didn't say anything.
All right, is that a possibility?
You know, if no one else wants it, I'll be glad to do it. I'll bet. You know, I'm the kind of guy. Wait a minute before you clap. I'm the kind of guy who likes to get his hands dirty, and I'm the kind of guy who likes to take care of this park because our prices are going up on our homes, and it's mainly my doing. Just kidding.
Okay.
I'll do it. The people have to understand that we're talking about sidewalks here, and we're not talking about odds and ends on their property. You
so
know, and I can't be contacted after 7 o'clock in the evening. Because I'm streaming.
He'll be at the tiki bar.
I'll stop by there.
Thanks, Chris. Doug, we'll get about the rest of our business. You can be excused. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
We appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. Public comment. We have a decision to make. Any input from your perspective of what you heard? Oh, Bruce, I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you. I didn't see your hand up.
That's okay. I appreciate it. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I would be very comfortable with the last gentleman that was here because he's done work in the park and the price is about $150,000 less. That's my opinion. I think we should go with him.
Thank you.
I agree with that, but I also think that we should send a letter to DBI or whatever the other one was, thanking them for putting in the bid.
I'm not one that usually always goes with the lowest bid, but in this case, since they've done work for us before, and it is such a substantial amount less, that we should go with them too.
Terry.
I just wanted, Joanne, do you have anything to say about, I just wondered, that's all.
So, that's what I want to say, that's what I want to say.
I didn't want her to have to hobble back up there.
No, I would go, because they've not only done the work, but we can see the quality of work they've done. You know that that's been there for a few years, those new sidewalks. I think they look nice and they've held up, which is the other big thing, holding up. That's the big thing I wanted to look at. But now that I do have something to look at for the past
our
3 years. So
we are our
for
own
me,
reference.
It is. It would be, I think what you have to decide whether you think it's worth to go 4 inches or the 6 inches, and that's
I'd like to
I
make
have
a
no
motion.
Opinion on.
Can I do that? Or we got to
well, Diane, we're looking for comment first.
I just wanted to add that new section of
you
sidewalk
be louder,
on
Diane.
We can't
that
hear
new
you,
section of sidewalk on Mystic has Palm Bay utilities trucks on and off of it all the time, and it's still in good shape.
Okay, okay. Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. The last gentleman said something that's very important. I was a contractor. And he doesn't like to pour concrete in the rain and cover it. And I know why. And the other gentleman doesn't even think about covering it. I don't like covering concrete because it does do dimpling in it. And it never looks right. So I like his attitude. As far as the two bids, between the 4-inch and the 6-inch, you're talking less than $70,000. Let's go with the 6 inches because we know the rubbish trucks are gonna drive over it.
Okay.
We've got Bob Addy on Zoom who would like to speak, please. Bob, can you hear us?
Hold the microphone.
Hold on just a second, Bob. I'm going to turn you up. Try it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Just a couple of thoughts. I'd like the second bidder, the lower bidder. I also think that the 6-inch is more beneficial than the 4.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you being there.
I would like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I would like to move that we accept the bid from Douglas Frazier Concrete Plumbing LLC at the price of $367,350 for the 6-inch pour of 4,000 PSI concrete with commercial fiber. That we go with Douglas Frazier Concrete at the 6-inch pour.
I second that.
Okay.
I would like to support that with saying that he was the only one that recognized the fact that there's concrete and there's concrete. And that's really important, very important. So I got a really good feeling from him, and I think he really knows his stuff.
And I want to add, too, that I've worked with a lot of the concrete companies, and C-Mex is the best. As a matter of fact, C-Mex poured the bocce courts. That's the concrete we used for the brand-new bocce courts. Hmm. They didn't. They're just they just provide the concrete. They didn't do the finish work. But I'm just saying that that's the best company in this area. 4,000 PSI, 6 inches deep with fiber, $367,350.
Any other questions, comments? If not, we're going to make Cheryl's deadline. All in favor, raise your right hand, trustees.
We're going on 6.
6.
6 inch?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Six to zero.
New sidewalks, here they come.
Let's go get a drink at the Tiki Bar.
Now, I think it's appropriate that we discuss my income.
His what?
His income. I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
I second
motion
that.
Second.
Moved and seconded?
Second.
Say aye.
Aye.
Let's get right over that, isn't it? Thank you, Bruce, for your work.
Jim,
thank you for coming.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yes, you do. Oh, I do.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just looking for this, because I wrote Terry's not going to be here 7th through the 18th, and you're going to miss. Yeah, I understand. But if you Zoom, you can recount it.
No,
yes.
But I'll be okay. I can wait. That's okay. It gives me time tomorrow.